course, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, it's almost like moving to another country. Ended up going to school 3,000 miles away in New Jersey. And, like, I pretty much had my heart set on, like, moving out, moving away from home, not going to school locally. Just, you know, my brother helped me encourage that. He encouraged me to do that, to just move on, move away, because it's a different experience. I mean, not only are you going to get, you know, an experience through school and grow through that, but obviously the culture and the people around you, just like when I moved here, you know, just growing and learning from that. So I moved away 3,000 miles away. I only applied to one, you know, in-state school, which was like San Jose State. That was more or less like my safety net. You know, nothing against San Jose State, but I was like, all right, if I don't get in anywhere else, the other schools I applied to, then I end up going to San Jose State. At least I know that I'm in a college, continue my education and career. So other schools I applied to was like Hawaii, Michigan, Nevada, Rhode Island. Uh-huh. And so I got into all the other schools except one. You know, it's Brown University in Rhode Island. And so I was like, I made up my mind. And so I applied to, you know, the college that I went to in New Jersey, which is Seton Hall. And so I went out there. I had no family out there. The closest family I had, you know, to me lived in Colorado. But no family and friends. I didn't know anyone, anything about New Jersey, New York. So the first day that I ever went to New Jersey was freshman orientation. My mom and my brother came with me to help me get settled and to get, you know, familiar with the place. And so it's like day one. It's like, all right, it's do or die. I mean, I can't. I already accepted. We already, you know, my parents already are in it for, you know, financial aid and the student loan. So it's like, if I go there, I can't really say, oh, I changed my mind. So much has already been invested in it, so much time. So the first semester definitely was a struggle. Being homesick, you know, again, not knowing the area, I had no car, no friends. And so I would just pretty much wake up, you know, the first semester, go to school, do my thing, you know, take classes and just go through the same motions. And while my friends and you know, people that I made or people who I know through classes would be able to go home for the weekend, I'm there. The only other time I can go home was winter break, where we had, you know, 2.5 weeks off. Couldn't even go home for Thanksgiving because that was only 3 days, and wouldn't be worth flying out for like $300, $400, 3-4 days, and then coming back. You know, so it was tough. I mean, it was a huge challenge. I mean, but, you know, it helped me mold me into a more independent person, because, you know, been living at home for the first 18 years, having my parents' support, relying on them. Now, you know, obviously, I do my own laundry, make my own food, and find my own way around. And it definitely, you know, kind of, I think it was my introduction to, like, just being independent and, like, manhood, so to speak, where I didn't have to rely on parents of telling me what to do and when to do it or how to do it. So, I mean, it was a good experience.